Okay.
Okay. You told me not to finish chewing, so I didn't finish chewing.
So, listeners and viewers, welcome. Welcome to Potty Mouths. I'm John Quaddy. He's Nick Smash.
Nick Smash. I think that's your Nick name. Smash Gummy Mouth.
I like that. Let's not call you Gummy Mouth. That's probably going to catch on, and it's not going to be good.
That's likely, yeah.
So, yes, he has the gummy bears. Yummy gummy
My favorite
bears.
Sour gummy bears.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor. I wish they were. Oh, man, I'd get so fat.
I do. Yes. Because anybody who's a sponsor, we will gorge ourselves on whatever your product
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely. 100%. 100%.
Thinking of sponsoring us. And you, let's say
we're not even asking for money. We're asking for products.
Just products. Period. Yeah. So let's say X-Lax. If you sponsor us, we will.
We'll shit our pants.
Okay. But first you have to eat the.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I like the chocolate one, the chocolate stuff. That,
notice I didn't say eat the shit out of it, though.
You didn't say that because my mom didn't say that.
Right. Exactly.
and because that wouldn't make any sense.
So folks, when when I decide I don't really want to drink for some reason, I transfer over to candy. Candy is my addiction, my weakness. And I've had not a rough week. I've actually had a very good week, but it's been a very long week, very tedious week. So it's because I can't drink while I'm working. Sour gummy bears.
When you say can't.
It's
recommended not to.
Right. It's recommended not to. Yeah. But
what do they say? They always say candy's dandy, but liquor's quicker.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. Or candy's dandy, but candy's dandy, but sex doesn't rot your teeth.
Right.
I've heard that one too.
Right. Yeah.
So
anyway, but I think I don't remember if we talked about this on the podcast before, but I used to be a Sour Patch Kid person until I discovered Haribo sour gummy bears, which I think are so much better because they're not quite as sweet and they're not quite as tart, but they're still really good. So those are my favorites right now.
And we talked about the just briefly before we started today, we talked about the Haribo sugar-free gummies.
Yeah. Yeah.
And apparently they have some negative reaction in the bellyage area.
Interesting.
For some people. For some people. And
I have a negative reaction. The belly just gets bigger the more I eat.
Well, that's okay, but that's with the sugar full, not the sugar free.
Right, exactly. Full of sugar.
So, yes, you have to do the search though for I think the one I sent you was Haribo Amazon reviews.
Right.
Yeah. And they were actually on Amazon for the sugar free ones. Some of the funniest reviews I have
ever seen. I can't wait to read it. I didn't have time before we started for me to read them.
No.
It was, but hopefully I'm looking forward to it. The way you described it was phenomenal. So, hey, John, I meant to point out before we started, do you see what's behind my head here?
I see there's something vertical, but I can't see what it is.
You can't see the color and the shape of a penguin?
Oh, no, I can't because yours is blurry right now. It won't be blurry when done with it, but you know how sometimes it gets blurry when we.
So there's a hotel here in Nashville called the 21C, and
been there.
I know that we've done a live episode from two live episodes from there. Not live,
we
live
did. Tape.
We actually did it in person for us. John's alive. Been there before, and I was just recently there and got a penguin. So I put that. I was hoping John would notice because that's they're synonymous. And if you get a chance, the whole thing started in Louisville. It's a company that owns a bunch of distilleries that actually own the hotel. And it's all of the art in the hotel is from that family, but every single location has penguins, but they're all a different color. And this is the Nashville color. So anywho,
and that's interesting because the penguins, they're not all small. Are like massive, like 3.5 or 4 feet tall.
And they encourage you to move them around the hotel and put them in various places.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah. Yes. So they're often in the elevators.
Yes.
Men's room. I've seen them in the men's room in front of the urinal.
Stocked and put together as a group in front of your boss's door. Yep.
Yeah, I seem to recall some of that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I talked too much anyways. You do not. You're a non-talking person.
A non-talking. Yeah, and I've noticed that my connection is not all that good right now. It's floating back and forth. I told Peyton not to get on the internet.
Ooh. Oh no. Well, but you know, as you told me, when we run these, and thanks to Squadcast, ding, they can be pixelated when we're shooting, but they always come out looking perfect. So
yes, and Squadcast is actually it's called Experimental Dolby Voice. And that's what I'm running. So it's supposed to be, they actually say that the picture will probably be pixelated.
Oh,
but it's supposed to be much better on the back end. So we'll see. It's the first time we've ever done it. So we'll see how that goes. Hopefully the connection will hold long. I mean, you can still hear me, which is nice. You can read my hat. Normally when we get bad signal, then we have a lot of skipping and stuff. So at least we can actually talk to each other. Somewhat coherently, somewhat, but that has nothing to do with our data connection. Exactly. Right. Because we are potty mouths.
We are that.
Yes. Yes. So John, you have some exciting news. You wanted to start with it, but we're already 6 minutes and 45 seconds into the podcast and you haven't even talked about it yet. I've been talking.
I count that as starting. That for us, that's starting. You know that.
That is starting, right?
What's the first thing we should talk about 10 minutes in? We actually, and it was a neat thing, so I'll set it up appropriately. I was driving by, or I was in the neighborhood of our property where we're building the house or attempting to build the house, and I decided to drive by, honestly, 3 or 4 days before. Lisa had been by the property and said, yeah, nothing. I drove by and they haven't done anything. We finally got all the permits approved. And so we were kind of waiting and we're sure, you know, what's the turnaround time once that happens. And anyway, so she drove by 2 or 3 days later. I said, well, what the heck? I'm not going to see anything. I might as well drive by. And every tree that we needed to be torn down was torn down. And it was pretty brushy. The whole area, it's a third of an acre, so it's not huge, but it was all brushy, and they managed to keep five, they're called cabbage palm trees at the back of the property, which is great because there's a house back in Kitty Corner. And okay. I think they're building another one back behind us too. Anyway, so they've saved most of the trees that were almost all the trees that we wanted them to. So it was gone. It was completely cleared. And I'm like, ah, so I called Lisa because we bought it March of last year. And so it's been a long time to get to this point. And anyway, long story short, it's the property's clear. There is a porta potty on the land.
Oh, so good. You get a place to use the bathroom. That's awesome. I didn't think you had that included in the house.
Yeah, I told Lisa. Splurging. Now they only have to put one in the house because we'll have a porta potty there.
Exactly.
So
and that's going to be next to the pool, right?
Yes. Yes.
That's the right guest house you're asking me to stay at.
Nick, are you comfy in there? I can lie it down if you want me to.
While I'm in there.
I would never do that. Anyway, so that's exciting. It's the first step. And they were out there the other day with a skid loader, Bobcat.
Nice. And
clearing or spreading some gravel, I'm sure gravel type stuff for drainage and so on before they put the foundation in. So we haven't been there since, and that's been 5-6 days ago. So who knows?
Oh, wow. So maybe there's a house
probably
there.
Done. Yeah, it's probably done by now.
All right. Well, at least the porta potty.
Yes, that's in. And
oh, you know what that was? You didn't give Xlax the right address. That must have been their package for you.
That's entirely possible.
The Xlax is entirely in possible. The porta potty. And they just want you to be safe when they're taking the product.
Probably is now.
John's so popular, he forgot to shut off his phone. He's so famous.
I never shut it podcast, off. I just never get it. Was somebody else saying, John, we'd love you to do a podcast because we've seen you on Potty Mouse. I think it's the Exlax podcast.
It must be. It must be. Yeah. I heard it's a shitty podcast.
Yeah, but you run at the mouth, so I don't know how I could do it without you.
Nice. And there's the name of the podcast. Run at the mouth. It's
funny how we go through this and you're going, ding, that's what I'm using. Yep. Ding, because Nick names all the bylines on all the podcasts. And he's writing this down not to make it obvious.
I am.
Now your secret's out.
It was out like six episodes ago.
That's true.
Or 10 or 20. Or, I don't know. You know, we're in the 100 and almost 160 episodes.
You know what? And it's just, it's fun to catch up with you because it's two buds talking on the video phone, which isn't that weird.
It really isn't anymore. If you think about it.
That's true. But I don't,
I haven't seen any of my really good friends in at least 3 years, but I have had this opportunity is to video chat with almost all of them. But
oh, that's cool. That's really good.
I mean, that's it's interesting that we never did this, even though we all live quite a distance away from each other. So this would be the easiest way to do it. We never thought of it until we were forced to do it because of a pandemic.
Good point.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ironically.
Yes. That's exactly what it is. And it's, mm-hmm. yeah. And I think people are kind of pushing back now. I know.
Oh, I know.
Not doing nearly as many Zoom meetings and stuff.
On a meeting today and one person had their video on. And they're
really?
Why does no one have their video on?
Wow. Well, especially since you obviously spent so much time primping.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. I wasn't wearing my hat then. I don't put the hat on until the end of the day.
You should, especially your Smash hat. That's awesome.
It's my Smash hat.
Yeah. I like it.
I live in Smashville.
What does that signify? I don't know what it signifies.
It's the Predators. I'm old. Nashville Predators.
Oh, got it.
They call Nashville Smashville. Smash is the mascot.
Got it. Okay. Now I know.
Yeah. And knowing's half the battle.
Everyone knows. What's the other half?
I have no idea. I never said that. It was on NBC. Remember those knowledge things?
Oh,
the more knowing is half the battle. Yeah.
and the other half is?
Still waiting.
Shooting. I don't know.
The other half is Potty Mouse Podcast.
You are the weakest link.
PottyMouse.com. Yeah. I have been my college graduation. I have a picture of my mom, and she looked just like that lady. She had a coat on that looked just like her.
No, it was really funny.
Yeah. So when I saw the picture, when I saw her wearing that, I walked up to her in my cap and gown and said, "You are the weakest link. Goodbye." And walked the other way.
Nice.
Yep.
That's very funny. Yes, that was when that first started, that show. It was unique in many ways, but this lady and the phrase for which she became famous, but she would just abuse people.
Oh, she was
with a straight face. Oh my gosh. Yes, she was.
Really cool. I know he hosts, I think it's You Want to Be a Millionaire now, it could be that show. Jeremy Clarkson is a host of one of those shows now in Britain. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Talk about abuses. Yeah. You'll have to look it up.
Like something he would do.
Well, you gotta pay for things somehow, you know. Got to pay for that mansion you're building. You do Potty Mouths. He does.
He does. Wanna be a millionaire. I'm sure he gets paid the same amount as I do.
Roughly. He makes about half of what you do.
I don't know how he can live on that.
Half of nothing is nothing.
I could say the same thing if he got double what I got. He gets double what you do.
Double of nothing is nothing. Let's see. Yeah, it's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
And Jeremy Clarkson is hosting it?
I'm looking to see if he still is, but there's some video from 2021 of him hosting. So
I would watch the heck out of that. That would be funny to see. Of course, I love him on anything, so it doesn't really matter. I will say his Instagram posts are terrible. I mean, not
I love him. I absolutely love his
pictures are great, but his descriptions are terrible. They're just like, it showed some of his shots, and you follow him too, I know. It showed some shots of him in the 80s, and they were great. And he's throwback. That's the only thing. And I'm like, well, come on. Tell us what you were doing.
But sometimes he does. Sometimes he has good ones.
Not very sometimes often. He does. No, you're a liar. You're just making crap up now.
No, I'm not. I do think sometimes he thinks he sometimes has good ones. Yes. I mean, we can't all be as good as I am at naming things. That's an extra special talent. And, you know, he has something to strive for. Yes. I'm very special.
I'm sure when he watches this episode, he's going to freak out at you, just so you know.
I'm sure. Yeah, but what is funny is Peyton runs around the house whenever she does something. I did a thing. This is one of his catchphrases. Really? I did a thing. Awesome. Mind you, she has not seen many of his programs because they're not necessarily appropriate, but she has picked up on that.
But they're not terribly inappropriate. Not horrible. I mean, no, they're not. Actually really good, and some of the below the surface stuff, like his neighbor, he's talking, saying anything.
Yeah, we let her watch all the farm ones, but you talk Grand Tour, there are a few things that become inappropriate on the Grand Tour.
A little bit, but only a few.
Not horrible, just only when she's watching.
Sure, of course.
It's kind of like we were watching Ghosts. I told you about Ghosts, the American version of Ghosts, and we'd watched two episodes and nothing bad was happening. And Peyton walks up, said her game was done. She came and sat down. I thought, okay, last two episodes haven't been bad, so let's just keep watching. And all of a sudden they start whipping out the double entendres and but they weren't very well hidden. They were pretty much blatant. We're like, okay, no. Click and
so are off. Those called single entendres then?
They must be, if they're not right. We can name them that. Why not?
I think we should. There's the other part of the byline.
Everything. Single entendre? Okay, I'll do that. See, now you're on top of it.
I am, because I'm just going to start saying.
How do you spell entendre?
E-N-T-E-N-D-R-E would be my guess.
Okay.
But you know what? They have that thing, that spell check thing. Use that.
How does that spell now? G-O-O-G-L-E? I said that before? But I had a sales manager. Not a sales manager. Sorry. He was the general manager of a store I worked at. Mm-hmm. And I never had him do it to me, but he'd have people like salespeople or finance people come in and say, hey, I'm trying to get the bank information for this payoff. Do you know what the number is to this bank? And he said, oh, yeah. It's G-O-O-G-L-E. Or he'd really play it up and say, yeah, I got it. Give me just a second. And he'd get in his desk and he'd pull something up. You got a piece of paper to write on, a pen? You better go get that. They come back. Yeah, I'm ready. All right, ready? It's G-O-O-G-L-E. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And I have a doggy who is.
I see that. Hi, Indy.
What are you doing?
I'm talking, Dad.
Yeah. Lisa's out of town, so.
You guys are bacheloring it up.
We're manning it, aren't we?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eating some steak, down in some brews.
Don't say that. The steak. He would eat the heck out of the steak, I'm sure.
So would I.
Yeah, well, that's true. You would.
I'm gonna have chicken and couscous tonight.
Chicken and couscous. Well, that sounds delicious.
That's like a steak, right?
Okay. Not sure what this is delicious. What have you done to this couscous?
I put chicken with it.
I put steak with the couscous and the chicken.
I love
steak. Lisa actually made a I do too. She ran the Instapot and used it like slow cooker mode and did a beef just a sake, I don't know what kind of a beef roast. That's the word I'm trying. See, okay. Now I'm
round roast. It's catching.
I don't think it was a round roast, but it was something like that, and nice sized and
rump roast.
It may have been a rump roast. It was in there for 4 or 5 hours, and you know, nice. It falls off the bone with some. I'm going to tell her secret too, by the way, with some baby Bella mushrooms. And then she put in, sorry, honey, Good Seasons Italian dressing, the packet in with
interesting.
It.
Interesting.
Holy schmoly, was that good. So I'm on like my third night of leftovers with that. So.
I don't blame you. I'd be eating the crap out of that if there was anything left over.
I know. And that's, it was a big roast. So yeah, I'll probably finish it tonight. So
yeah, now you're making me hungry. We are talking right now during dinner time. Yes, I'm putting dinner off late.
You're a good
I'm man. The one who controls dinner in the household though. So eat a little bit more early. We've gotten out of the habit since Peyton was born and always ate early. We started eating early. Now we're like old people. We don't eat very late because it causes indigestion.
That's a good
point. We don't sleep very well. That's when we go to bed at 9:30.
Yeah.
I don't go to bed at 9:30. I did last night because I had to take Whitney to the airport today. Whitney is my wife's cousin. I think we've talked about her on the podcast. Mm-hmm. I don't know. She lives with us right now. She's kind of helping us do homeschool with Peyton. So, but anyway, she is going on vacation, going to St. Croix. So I had to drop her off We were supposed to drop her off on Saturday, but American Airlines decided to cancel 60% of their flight, 30% of their flights. And then she was supposed to go on Sunday, and then they canceled their flights again because of the big snowstorm in Texas.
Wow.
So finally today's Monday, by the way, folks, this is probably the closest episode we've recorded to the time we actually air it. So it's almost live.
It is almost live. Yes.
It's almost live. I will literally turn around after we're done, download the audio and video files, go make dinner, and then edit while I'm making dinner and then post it. Have this episode in your hands at 6 a.m. Central Time.
That's going to be amazing.
On Tuesday.
And when I pick Lisa up at the airport tomorrow, she's going to say, "You ate that again?" And so I'm going to say, "Yes, because it's delicious."
Yes.
So, yeah.
It's delicious.
Delicious. Well,
good. So you've had a very busy a week with the groundbreaking and the leftovers and how are you going to top that?
Groundbreaking and leftovers, as if we needed more byline words.
Right.
Yeah. I'm
now it's going to be byline words.
I know. Psyched. Oh no, we don't do that. psyched about the house for sure. We've waited a long time and it will be great to get it started. It's going to seem unreal when it finally gets here because we've waited so long but truly driving by the lot and seeing all the brush on it and everything. And we're just like, okay, this is never. And then, literally a few days later to go by and have it all completely cleared. It's like, whoa, okay. I guess they're serious.
Now it's real.
Yeah. I guess they're serious. So yeah, all good stuff.
Good, 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 good. Oh, and John muted because he, you know, didn't want to be rude and share his COVID.
I don't do that. I always like to mute. And, you know, and if you hear, you ever listen to, often it's the radio or something like that, where you hear somebody and they cough on the air and don't say, excuse me. Look, anybody can have, they have cough, they call them cough buttons, right? In radio stations. Yep. And hit it. And B, say excuse me if you don't hit it in time.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. So a few minutes ago, I muted myself and if I cough or if I burp or if I sneeze, even no one is around me right now. The only person is anywhere near me is you, and you're on the other end of the computer, and I can mute you. I was off camera when I did it, and I do that all the time. I still say excuse me, just out to the ether. I don't want to lose the habit. You never know who's in the room with you, right?
I mean, I know that Indy's in the room with me.
Yeah, and constantly saying, excuse me.
To him. Yeah, yeah, he may say that to me in just a few moments if I don't let him out.
I didn't say, so I didn't have to do that. I didn't put a gender on it.
Oh, well, you have an unwritten agenda?
Exactly. Something like that. Wow. See, now your signal strength is going down, so now you can't hear me. Ha! Can't hear me or see me. That's how this, that's how this podcast should be.
I can hear you just fine. Wow. Stop. That is so naughty.
For those of you who aren't watching, I was just mouthing a whole bunch of stuff and made it look like I was saying something when I wasn't.
You were not.
I was not. I was and not.
Those of you who aren't watching, I'm giving my dog love because he needs some attention, and I'm not sure if it's serious I need attention, meaning I need to go outside for attention, or if it's I'm just bored with you being here.
Have you fed Indy lately?
Of course. Fed him
today.
Gave him his usually special pill.
Nice. I'm going to send you a picture. But Bonnie, my female dog, had a hematoma in her ear that had to be lanced.
Oh no!
And so now she's in an e-collar, which is the big white cone of shame. And it's really funny because I had her in the car, and so and she was right behind me, put her head on my shoulder with the e-collar on. And so I've got a picture of this me with this big smile and Bonnie just kind of going so pissed that she had to have this collar. But I will say she is the best dog with that e-collar. We almost don't want to take it off because she actually behaves like a regular dog with it on. Yeah, it's crazy. It doesn't bother her at all. So,
oh my gosh, really? Because he is nuts with the cone of shame. He is. And he'll go through doorways and hit the side of it. And
she'll do that. And she'll walk into a wall and just kind of sit there and go, okay,
he does that.
I can't move. Okay. But she doesn't care that it's on. Like, she's not trying to get it off or anything.
Well, that's good. Back when we had stairs, that was the worst part, was him trying to climb the stairs with the cone.
Was it the worst part or was it the funniest part?
Yes.
Yeah,
simultaneously it was both.
yes so much fun. There's so much entertainment built in. We don't have to watch TV for at least another week because we have Bonnie to watch.
Yes,
it's really exactly fun, right? Yeah, so we are just wowing everyone with our stunning conversation this week.
Hey,
you can tell it's Monday afternoon or Monday evening.
It probably is. I wonder if, I wonder if Bill is walking right now and going, almost fell asleep when I was walking because John and Nick were boring me.
They're boring. It's almost like they didn't have anything to talk about. So I am going to say this, and we're not going to go down this road, but John and I have a ton to talk about. We probably spent more time talking before the show than we've put into the show right now. And we had great conversation. The problem is we've made a vow to ourselves and to you a long time ago that we weren't going to do anything political or what else do we say? No, we weren't going to do those things that would make any conversation divisive, even though John and I are on the same page about a lot of things and we would not be divisive. We probably agree. And that would make for a boring conversation likely as well. However, we don't want to be canceled like certain people have been attempting to do with other certain people. I'm not going to say who. I'm not going to talk about it.
But that might actually be the best thing that could happen to us.
Probably. Maybe we can absorb some of the listeners.
I've never even heard of those guys.
Right. Well, we got to listen now.
Listen to their podcast.
Well, we're not sponsored by any big platform, so we can pretty much say what we want. And if they take us off, we'll just go somewhere else. We're not independently wealthy like that. So anyway, we probably ran out of things to actually talk about because it's so hard not to talk about everything else that's going on that's politically charged or anything like that. And it's a lot. I mean, we're doing you a favor by not talking about it right now. We really
are. This is your escape.
This is supposed to be your escape. Yeah. That's exactly it. That's exactly what we wanted to do, or at least in the last 50 episodes of this podcast. Before that, we didn't really care because there wasn't anything happening. Now there's a lot happening, and we don't want to talk about it.
Yes, well said. Remember then we didn't care. That was us. Yeah. Didn't care.
that was. I'm pretty sure people think we don't care, no matter what we say.
And that's part of our mission too. That's our mission statement. Exactly. Make people think you don't care. I like that part.
Right. That's good. We're changing it. Changing the name to what did we say earlier? What was the new podcast? Not Single Entendre. Oh, Run at the Mouth. We're going to call the podcast Run at the Mouth. And the tagline is going to be, we just simply don't care.
We don't care. And that sounds, I think that's doable.
It's accurate. It's very accurate. Did you notice, I'm changing the subject now. Did you notice I posted something on Eat Drink Road?
No.
I did.
I haven't been
we
on.
We weren't really, I was in town, but we went to the donut shop. You saw that picture. I know you saw that picture because I posted it on my personal one too. So I did another picture without Peyton's face in it and posted that and talked about the Donut Den in Nashville. If you guys get a chance to go to the Donut Den, it is an institution here in Nashville. They are no longer in their regular location, but they are just down the street in a new location.
Because of phenomenal. The camera angle when you took that shot, they looked massive.
Yeah.
The donuts, it was a dozen or whatever donuts.
It was, it was a baker's dozen.
Okay, 13. Yeah,
it was a baker's dozen, and she had already eaten one, and I had already eaten one. So there were only 11 in the picture.
Oh. Okay, so when it's a baker's dozen, does that imply bakers can't count?
I asked that question once, and I got slapped. So with a donut.
Some dough.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I have no idea what that. I think it's a baker's dozen because you order a dozen and they give you an extra one because they're nice. I think that's what it came.
That's a wink.
Exactly.
The baker's wink.
But my donut wasn't actually part of the 12 donuts. It was this thing. I just couldn't say no to it. And I probably shouldn't have done it, but it's probably the size, if you laid it out flat, of my hands like this. That's how long it was. Then it had cherry filling. And it folded over. So it was like a donut sandwich with jelly filling in it. It probably was three donuts in one. It was so good. I didn't take a picture because I ate it too fast. No, I had one of them. And then I had two more donuts from the box. That was a big day. That's all we had that day, which was pretty bad. Don't tell my wife, even though she already knows.
Well, that's really good. Since we're donut talking.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
It's sugar. She can't have sugar.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
sucks for her.
I don't need it either. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, it's not a need. She can't have.
She gets sick. Understood. Understood. Yeah. But I don't need it, and so
right. Neither do I. I still eat it though.
Yeah. Well, obviously you're terrible. I know. The donut, since we're on donut land, let me just touch on a place in Middleton, Wisconsin called Hertz, H-U-R-T-S donuts. Oh my goodness.
It hurts when you eat it?
Oh my gosh.
It hurts so good. And then afterwards it hurts so bad.
I've only been there a couple of times and had, obviously now we're a little ways away from there. It would be quite a trek to get there. But they had a bacon
there was a bacon one in this one too.
Bacon or something. Oh my gosh. It was incredible.
You can't go wrong with bacon donuts. You really can't. So there's another donut. There's another donut place here in Nashville called Five Daughters, and it was one location. Now I think it's seven or eight throughout Middle Tennessee. It's fantastic. They roll the dough, they roll it and they roll it and they roll it. So when they actually cut it out and fry it, they're flaky layers. It's
nice.
Really cool. It's not like a cake donut. It's an interesting texture and a phenomenal taste.
Wow.
So I would highly recommend that one as well.
Okay. Good. It's the donut episode.
It's the donut episode. Donut talk about it. See, we are on the same page about a lot of things.
Yes, but we're still idiots.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to deny that statement as false. Wait, huh? I don't know. You mean what I know.
Yes.
You're picking up what I'm putting down.
Darn right I am. I hear you clucking, big chicken.
That's right.
That's right. A Matt Pitzner phrase, our buddy Matt.
I like that. That's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one. And on that somber note, no, not somber. I don't know. I'm having a word issue today, and it's rubbing off on John as well. So we are going to end this episode a little bit early For a couple reasons. One, because I do still have to edit it and I still have to eat dinner and it's already past my dinner time.
You're going to have donuts for dinner.
No, all the donuts are gone. Yeah, that's a whole other story. Anyway. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to fit in my Jeep here pretty soon if I keep eating what I've been eating.
Whatever.
I'll just take the top off. I'll fit much better.
That's a good plan.
Yeah, or the doors off. Doors off too. Anyway, anyway, you guys can hear more episodes and maybe better episodes by heading up to wahwahwah.pottymiles.com. Check out all of your favorite potty or not potty mouses players. Well, yeah, let's call them potty mouse players. Who cares if they're podcast players? They're potty mouse players. Damn it, that's what they're called now. That's how famous we are, folks. We That's have right. Potty Mouse players.
Players.
But you can also listen to the podcast from the website if you want. You can actually listen to it on Facebook now. Did you know that?
I did, but...
You did? Well, good. I don't remember telling you. I don't remember telling you everything, anything, really much. I don't know. Anyway, folks, I hope you have a fantastic week. I'm sure John and I are having a wonderful week as well. Hopefully tomorrow I will... You know what I'm blaming it on? I just thought of this. I did get up at 4:30 this morning to take Whitney to the airport, and I have been working ever since. So I'm tired.
You're a sleepyhead.
I've already been up for like 15 hours. That's more than anyone should ever be up. I like my sleep, folks.
Yes, that's true. You do. But you'll get a chance to sleep again tonight.
I need my beauty sleep.
You're not just a whistling Dixie.
I don't know where to take that. I want to take that to a very sarcastic, very lighthearted, but I'm just, no.
You don't have the words
now
today.
I'm thinking of my chicken and couscous.
I know you are.
Yeah. You go have some of your leftover round roast, rump roast.
I'm going to miss her, and it's fabulous.
And some, rump roast and some mushrooms. Mushrooms. On that note, everyone, have a great week, a great day, all that great stuff. Bye.
That'd be great. Caw-caw!